This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the roots on fire. Welcome to Show Lindell TV Time, as well as USA Audio Network. Great to be on with all of you. We're doing double duty. I'm both radio and TV every day right about this time, 7 o'clock-ish East Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. West Coast time. I've got a commentary that came out this morning. I wrote it this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm worn out. I'm tired. There's not enough time in a day to do what I do. I always open my Real America's Voice weekend show by saying I'm the hardest working man in the history of conservative showbiz. And I do think that is true, and I'm just worn out. I'm a one-man army. There's only so much a person could do. I'm at the breaking point because I can't believe my country's being shot down. I can't believe everything we do is for nothing because elections are rigged. I can't believe that people didn't listen and they got the vaccine and they're dying left and right, including friends of mine. I can't believe how stupid everything is. It's hard to even believe that the greatest nation in world history has been so effed up by idiocy. Are people really this dumb? Have we let this happen? In a nation of brave fighters that fought World War II, we've let communists take over our country and indict our president on 34 felonies? And that's what was on the cover of Fox News. See, I'm not a lawyer. All I knew as of this morning is he faced 34 charges and one felony. Now they say 34 felonies and he faces up to over 100 years in jail. They want to put him away for life. In the United States of America. And what was his crime? Maybe having sex 20 years ago almost with Stormy Daniels? We don't even know that he did. But she, you know, he said, she said, and she often said, no, it never happened. Then she said it did happen. Then she took a payoff after extorting him. When he's running for president, she extorted him. Does that mean it happened? No, actually, it doesn't mean it happened. It might have happened, or she may have just said, I'll screw up your whole campaign by claiming it happened. And I have proof that we took a picture together, and I'll say that was the day it happened. So you don't even know if it ever happened, but it was 17 years ago. How could you face 100 years in prison over that? All the people involved in this, and I don't mean Trump, I mean in prosecuting Trump and persecuting Trump, should go to prison for the rest of their lives. This is not a country anymore. So anyway, I wrote this at 5 in the morning, and I think it's very apropos for Easter week. The title is No Trump is Not Jesus Christ, but Democrats sure are persecuting him like Jesus. Here's why. Trump is not Jesus Christ. He is human, perhaps superhuman, but nonetheless human. He's not a god. I know that. But Democrats don't seem to know it. They treat him like Jesus, and they persecute him like Jesus. And for the same reasons, Trump threatens the status quo. He threatens big government. He threatens the deep state and the D.C. swamp. He threatens their gravy train. He threatens their lock on power and control. He represents change. And the people in power who have all the power and all the money don't like change. They don't want things to change. Also, like Jesus, Trump fights on behalf of the little guy and the little gal who feel powerless. Also, like Jesus, the more they persecute him beyond any reason or rationale, the more they create a martyr and a hero for the people. Also, like Jesus, Trump's persecutors, Democrats, are so clueless and ignorant, they're arresting and persecuting an innocent man during the same week that Jesus Christ was arrested, tried with false witness, and crucified unjustly by an evil, tyrannical government to retain their power and to please a bloodthirsty mob. sound familiar? I'm sure that just like today, the media in the time of Jesus helped the Roman government put out propaganda to gaslight the people, explaining what a wonderful government the people had, how lucky they were, how thankful they should be for the crumbs they were allowed to keep after Roman taxes, and demonizing Jesus as a criminal and a heretic. The parallels are astounding. Why is this happening today? Why are Democrats in the deep state going after Trump like he is Jesus? First, I grew up on the mean streets of New York. I fought bullies every day to survive. I was robbed, beaten, intimidated, and terrorized for years until I fought back and I won and I beat the bullies. So I know everything about bullies, and I know a bully when I see one. Democrats are classic bullies, vicious communist thugs. They want no threats to their power, to their lies, to their propaganda. They want no dissent. This isn't only about Trump. They are sending a message to all of us. If we can destroy Trump, you're next. Think what we can do to you. And think how easy it'll be to attack you and destroy you if we just destroyed the former billionaire president of the United States. That's bullying, that's intimidation, and those are the hallmarks of communism. Second, my New York street fighter instinct tells me Democrats, government, the deep state, and the media are all scared to death of Trump. It's the opposite of what they say. They say he's a bad guy, an unpopular guy, a racist. The things he says turn people off. But if they really believe that, if he's such a surefire loser, why not just leave him alone and let him talk? He'll lose, right? Why are they so desperate to stop him at all costs? Well, they know average Americans see him as their hero. Democrats and government bullies know that Trump is the only one that could possibly beat them in 2024 because they've rigged elections. They know if Trump wins again, their jig is up. They know he will do everything, he will undo everything they have worked so hard to achieve through 4 years of Biden at that point and 8 years of Obama before that. He will blow up their gravy train. He will kill the goose that laid their golden egg. If they could stop Trump now, they are absolutely 100% assured of victory in 2024, and then they stay in power forever. It's over, one-party rule, and that's communism. Third, arresting Trump is a WMD, a weapon of mass distraction. Just 2 years of Biden in the White House has devastated our country. His failures are everywhere. Democrats need to hide what's so clear right in front of all of our eyes. They want you distracted, looking in the wrong direction. This is three-card Monty. They got the card over here, and they want you to look over there. It's the art of distraction. They don't want you to notice massive inflation, mass layoffs, a crumbling economy, bank failures, a wide-open border with millions of dangerous illegal aliens invading the United States, an exploding national debt. Social Security, they just announced today, is now bankrupt. And they may have to cut Social Security payments to you and to your grandmother and grandfather. Do you know that? They want to hide the deaths and injuries from the COVID vaccine because of Biden's OSHA mandate. They want to hide the crime and the homelessness in every big city. And the fact that drugs like fentanyl are everywhere. And the transgender ideology is poisoning our children in failing public schools that can't teach reading, writing, or arithmetic. And we are on the verge of World War III with China, Russia, and Iran. But now, all we see, all we hear, and all we talk about 24 hours a day is Trump, 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 and Trump, and more Trump, and more Trump, and Trump's trial, and what he faces, and what his crimes were. 24 hours a day. Mission accomplished, weapons of mass distraction. This is propaganda, and propaganda is the hallmark of communism. Trump is first, we are next. If they can bully, demonize, and destroy Trump, nothing will stop them. Nothing stands in their way. We are all serfs and slaves forevermore. America, American exceptionalism, the American dream, and capitalism are all finished. How fitting that all of this is happening on Easter week. In my next commentary, I'll tell you how to fight this battle and win. Until then, I hope you'll read my new number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot, boycott book. It's all about paving the way for a national divorce, or certainly a separation of red and blue. It's about building a parallel conservative economy. We list all the great conservative companies to buy from. From now on, we spend only with companies that share our values. And we stop spending with woke, evil companies that will use our money to destroy everything we love about America. That's certainly a start to building a new conservative America. So that's my new commentary. No, Trump isn't Jesus Christ, but Democrats sure are persecuting him like Jesus. Here's why. It's really a sad, sad situation. You heard me mention my book. You know, I keep talking about a national divorce. And let me be realistic with all of you. Let's talk real. We desperately need a divorce because we can't live with these people anymore. Mommy can't live with daddy. They need a divorce. But let's face the reality. It's going to be almost impossible to divide the United States of America. And lots of people don't like it because they don't want to get left behind. In blue states, they still love living in California or New York. So they don't want America to be divided. So this book is the answer. It's not about a divorce. It's about the alternative to a divorce. It's a separation. Mommy lives in one bedroom, and daddy lives in the other. It's separate wings of the house. And they're staying together in the house, same house, even though they're separated, for the good of the kids. That's kind of what this book is. We don't have to have a divorce. We just have a separation. And we live in the same house together. We stay under the same umbrella of the United States of America for the good of the people of America. The Great Patriot Boycott book. But we build a completely separate economy and live completely separate lives based on this economy. And pretty soon, you don't really care what the federal government does. Get it? The Great Patriot Boycott book, the great conservative companies to buy from and even invest for your retirement account. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root. Get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, etc. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-358-9218. 800-358-9218. 800-358-9218.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This show is sponsored, of course, by MyPillow, as always, the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And it's interesting to note, my new book is out, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and we list the 123 best companies in America to buy from that are conservative, patriotic, and run by people that are of faith or Christian in particular. And number, let's see, what is the exact number? Number one is the Trump Organization. Number two is Truth Social, Trump's social media site that I think is so important for all of us. And then number three is Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Number three company in the United States of America that is conservative, patriotic, and of faith or Christian. And he is has sold over 70 million pillows. The guy is amazing. He's Mr. Pillow. He sold over 70 million pillows. The latest version has just been unveiled, MyPillow 2.0. And now it's buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. And the products are up to 80% off with an overstock sale. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With the promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sale on every product in both stores. It could be 40% off, 50% off, 60% off, some products 80% off. But you got to use the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, promo code ROOT. So President Trump went on Truth Social today, speaking of Trump, released a series of tweets this morning, but they're not tweets, they're posts, they're called truths, actually, before he walked into that corrupt court in New York. And he made the following comments. Speaking of leaks, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith leaked massive amount of information to the Washington Communist Post. This is illegal, and I assume this radical left lunatic, much to the chagrin of his Trump-hating wife and family, will be prosecuted, question mark. He is a totally biased thug who should be let loose on the Biden documents hidden in Chinatown and the 1,850 boxes secretly stored in Delaware, which Biden refuses to give up. 1,850 boxes of classified documents. Biden is guilty of obstruction. I am not. And then he rightly pointed out, very as far as the New York trial, very unfair venue with some areas that voted 1% Republican. This case should be moved to nearby Staten Island, would be a very fair and secure location for the trial. Additionally, the highly partisan judge and his family are well-known Trump haters. He was an unfair disaster on the previous Trump-related case, wouldn't recuse, gave horrible jury instructions, and impossible to deal with during the witch hunt trial. His daughter worked for Kamala and now the Biden-Harris campaign, Kangaroo Court. And then finally, Trump pointed out the radical left Democrats have criminalized the justice system. This is not what America was supposed to be. And then he hammered Fox News for bringing on Bill Barr to discuss the case. Why does Fox News keep putting on Bill Barr? As Attorney General, he's a complete coward who is absolutely petrified of being impeached, which the Democrats threatened to do until he became their virtual slave and refused to investigate and prosecute the massive election fraud that took place on the 2020 presidential election, by far the radical left's greatest concern. He said he did investigate, but he didn't have the guts to do so, and now we have a nation in massive decline. And, you know, all I can say is the left laughs at things like that and says he's a Looney Tune and he's a conspiracy theorist. I agree 110%. I was the one who said all this. I've been saying since the moment of the election. It's a completely fraudulent election brought about by COVID, which I believe not only China sent purposely, but the Democrat Party was in cahoots with China. I don't know if they went to China and said, gee, let's put out a germ and kill millions of Americans. I think China said, we're losing this trade war to Trump. We got to destroy Trump. We got to level out the field where our economy's about to crash. We've got to send this germ from our biowarfare lab to cause a pandemic. And there is now evidence that it really happened that way. There's actually a Chinese-American doctor scientist who says it was purposely sent to the United States. And once it was purposely sent, the Democrat Party used that, brilliant as they are, cunning as they are, sneaky as they are, slimy as they are, vicious as they are, willing to murder as they are. Ask about Seth Rich. Ask about the Clintons. They're murderers. And so the Democrat Party said, oh my gosh, this is great. Let's use it while the economy collapses and everyone loses their jobs. Let's lock them all down in their homes. Let's create doubt. Blame it all on Trump. Create doubt that America's a great country. Destroy the economy. Make them believe that it's all Trump's fault. And let's introduce mail-in ballots, ballot drop boxes, and ballot harvesting all over the United States. And then, as if that's not enough, let's coordinate on election night with five states where Trump's ahead by hundreds of thousands of votes, including 800,000 in Pennsylvania, an impossible lead that could never be overcome, and 100,000 in Georgia, and 100,000 in Wisconsin, and 300,000 vote lead in Michigan. And let's overcome them all by coordinating on election night to stop the count and send everybody home and get rid of the media, and then we'll steal the election.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA News update. Former President Trump's Manhattan arraignment is over. His attorney Joe Tacopina says there's one reason and one reason only this happened today.
Today's unsealing of this indictment shows that the rule of law died in this country, because while
Everyone is not above the law. No one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today. Please understand that based on these charges.
Trump on his way back to Florida after pleading not guilty to all 34 charges. The number of job openings dropped in February, falling below 10 million. It's the first time in 2 years the number has fallen below the 10 million mark. And Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men, according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association. The study found women who went through menopause early or who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause have higher levels of the protein tau in their brains. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On fire, great. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this show. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but at far higher quality, at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives, patriots, and Christians. GreatPatriotStore.com. And their cleaning products are much safer for your children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this SOB, that's me, son of a butcher, can announce that their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA, never ever given hormones or any antibiotics, highest quality beef found anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. Isn't America a great country? My dad wore a white apron with bloodstains and went to the meat market at 3 in the morning in freezing cold in the dark and worked at a butcher store all day going in and out of a freezing meat locker. And I'm on national TV selling beef. I mean, it's poetic. It's apropos. I'll bet my father is looking down from heaven and going, man, we did good. We did good. Thank you, God, that in the greatest country in the history of the world, America, my dad went from butcher to his son selling beef on national TV. Pretty cool. Our guest is Larry Klayman. He's an attorney, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, chairman of Freedom Watch, author of the new book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. We wanted him to comment on what's happening in New York with President Donald Trump and the indictment that was unsealed today. Pretty startling information. Larry, we tried to get you on last week. Hopefully we got a great connection this week and all is good. Larry Klayman, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
You do. Hey, Wayne, I didn't know you were an SOB. Do you know that I come from a meatpacking family?
There we go. Packing. There we go.
So in my book and my radio show, I say, hey, I know how to slice and dice. That's how I knew to take on the Clintons.
There we go.
Take the country apart and put it back together.
We're fellow SOBs.
Yeah.
Maybe
we need a TV show. Sons of Butchers. Yeah, Sons of Butchers, new TV show.
and I'm also a GOB. I'm a grandson of a butcher. My grandfather owned the butcher store that my father worked at. So I come from a long line of butchers.
And,
really? All right. Similar family history.
Yeah, I claim it in company in Philadelphia. Yeah.
There we go. I knew I liked you. I just didn't know why. Now I know why. So Trump pleads guilty to 34 charges. Now, my understanding, you're the attorney, but all I heard all week was it was going to be 34 count indictment, 34 charges, one felony, and then on the cover of Fox News an hour ago it said 34 felonies. Was Fox News misquoting, or is that true that it's now 34 felonies? Tell me what's going on here.
It is 34 felonies. And
wow.
In the words of Woody Allen, in the movie Bananas, a travesty of a mockery of a sham of two travesties of a mockery of a sham. That's what it is. This is a complete fraud in what's being put upon the American people. At the same time that individuals like Hillary Clinton took $2 million, you might remember, back in the 1990s from someone named Peter Paul, who I represented, and walks off scot-free. You can keep going and going and going.
What did she take $2 million for? Larry, I don't remember that. What did she take $2 million for?
Now, you remember the Hollywood tribute to Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Which, at the end of the Clinton administration, he was honored. That was to raise $2 million. It was raised for her election campaign in New York. That was about $1,998,000 above the limit. It was hard money. And Peter wound up doing time, and she wound up doing nothing, walking off scot-free.
Wow.
So people forget that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And then it was a bigger crime because Peter, you know, was convicted for things that, you know, he didn't do. He was set up. And he was convicted during the Bush administration, believe that, George W. Bush. So it tells you they all work together.
Yeah, they do all work together. But so my understanding when I read Fox News, not only 34 felonies, but he faces like 140 years in prison if he were to be convicted on all charges. 140 years in prison. You're going to get life in prison because your mayor may not have had an affair 17 years ago, and your mayor may not have made a payoff to cover up the affair to protect your wife and keep it hidden. That means you should spend the rest of your life in prison? Isn't this just a tad insane?
Yeah, it's very insane. And you know, what they're trying to do, I mean, Trump will get the nomination, the Republican nomination. They're guaranteeing that.
Right.
But they're trying to wound him enough that he won't win the general election with the independent
right.
voters. Couple that with the fraud that you talked about before I came on, and it's a virtual certainty that the next president, as I said to you the other day, is going to be Gavin Newsom, because this brain-dead criminal that's in the White House now probably won't even survive long enough to get to 2024. He's on his last legs.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. I'm the guy who's written column after column that I believe that the next vice president will be Gavin Newsom, and that makes him the next president because he'll rise to the top. They're going to find a way to force Kamala out. Maybe they'll give her $50 million in a mansion in Fiji.
One caveat to that. I think they'll force Kamala out and put Michelle Obama in there as the vice president, and then she'll quit and go back to vacationing on Martha's Vineyard, but they need a black woman in there for the Democrat Party. It's almost like a Sacha Baron Cohen movie. You got to have a black woman here to get elected.
So your feeling is she'll run with Gavin Newsom, you're saying, as a ticket?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they'll get rid of both of them. I think he's probably going to die on his own.
Yeah, no, I haven't
even
doubt that.
He's
not going to last 2 years. He's a feeble old man with dementia who should be slumped over in a wheelchair in a nursing home. So I don't see him lasting. So I agree with you. But here's my argument. Let's debate a little bit. Why would Michelle ever take the number two spot? Why, if you're going to be VP and your last name is Obama, why wouldn't Obama aim to put her in at the top spot? Not Gavin Newsom, but Michelle for President of the United States. And with the whole black vote and people of color, she's probably a lock to win election without ever doing anything in her life. So why not make her the top?
Yeah, they could do that, too. They could do that, too. I don't believe, and most people don't believe, that she actually wants to be president or vice president. So she'll do one for the Gipper, so to speak, and then quit after they get elected again. And this country will be completely gone at that point, Wayne. There'll be no turning back. And, you know, you participated in our Third Continental Congress. We need to declare independence, and we need a new government, not a new nation. Because
yeah,
the Republicans
sit
there, and all they do is they play games with Capitol Hill.
What do you think about my strategy, Larry? For a non-lawyer, I come up with some pretty good strategies. Trump retweeted my strategy and endorsed it, and I think it's a great idea. If they can indict President Trump on nothing, on a ham sandwich in a blue city, in a blue state, why can't Republican AGs and Republican DAs in red cities and red states indict Obama for spying on Trump, Fauci for mass murder, Hillary for all of her crimes, Bill Clinton for all of his crimes, Barack Obama, the list goes on and on, Mayorkas for leaving the border open, Kamala for leaving the border open, George Soros for being a traitor in the United States, indicted on treason. Why can't we indict all of them and let them fight the charges in red states?
Well, Republicans can do that. But they won't do that. They've never done it when they had to indict the Clintons. They've not done it with regard to Biden. We at Freedom Watch, and you can see what we're doing, and we could use the support if you can go there, because it's very expensive with tax-deductible contributions. But we are trying Joe Biden for the bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. We have a right. Citizens' grand juries. Justice Scalia said grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. We took our justice system back in 1776 from the king. It was far less worse than what we have today. We're going to have to mete out justice on our own and then seek to carry it out peacefully and legally. We have that right. And once we get our conviction, in fact, the judge is writing the decision right now. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm confident that it'll be a conviction of Biden for bribery and Fauci for his negligent homicide in China. He's responsible for the death of over 7 million people, more than Adolf Hitler killed in World War II. In the Holocaust. He was indicted as well. And the judge is also writing a decision on that. And then federal judges who have violated their oath of office, these yes men and women who rubber stamp what the establishment wants, particularly on the federal court in Washington, D.C., which is the most corrupt court.
All right, hold on, Larry. Let's get into this. You got to explain something to me because I'm so confused at this point. You literally prosecuted a case in a real court, and a real judge that works for the United States government is going to rule on whether citizens can indict some of the biggest politicians in the Democrat Party. Where did this take place? How do you run a citizen's jury? How is this possible?
Let's back up, Wade. It's a good question. No, it's not a government court. We don't recognize the government court having the ability to do this. They won't do it. So Justice Scalia, in an opinion, majority for the United States Supreme Court in 1992, United States versus Williams, you can Google it, ruled on behalf of the entire court that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. It's separate. So we commissioned a citizen's grand jury. We sought an indictment of Biden and Fauci and others, including Mueller. And we then gave them notice. We said, you can come and defend yourself. They didn't show up because they have no respect for the American people.
Of course not, right.
But we tried them in absentia. We tried them in absentia.
How are you ever
going to
make it
an opportunity if you
believe it? How you can ever make it? Well, here, we're going to an ad break. Hold on. We'll come back with you. Stay there. Don't move. We're going to an ad break. I got no time to take this till we get back. When we get back, I want you to answer the question. How you can ever make an arrest? The police, the Secret Service, private security, whoever surrounds Hillary, Obama, Fauci, they're never going to let you. Once you get near them, they'll shoot you dead. They're never going to let you make a real arrest because you don't have a real warrant. You don't have a real conviction. But I'm interested in hearing. I love it. I wish it could happen. I wish we could carry it out, I should say. More with Larry Klain when we get back. A great attorney, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, chairman of Freedom Watch, author of the book It Takes a Counter-Revolution. And we just found out, like me, an SOB, a son of a butcher, good man. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root with fellow son of a butcher, Larry Klain. We'll be right back. Lots of questions to ask.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Second of the show is Goldgate Capital. I'm looking at a headline at Zero Hedge, my favorite business website. Demand for physical precious metals skyrockets as central banks buy everything in sight. You know, when central banks are managing trillions of dollars of entire countries' treasuries and they're buying all the gold they can get their hands on, you know that you want to go to Goldgate Capital and get some gold. Who's Goldgate Capital? They're the official precious metals dealer, gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they've been with me for a year now, and they're fantastic. In an entire year, I've never gotten one complaint. Not one human being who's a fan of this show has ever emailed me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and said I did not get what I wanted to get, what they advertised at Goldgate Capital. They're great people. They do what they're supposed to do. And we're offering you $15,000 in free silver if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. I just said free silver and $15,000 in the same sentence. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Anything they send you will be 100% insured. Be among the first 100 callers today. Say Wayne Root sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, we are back with Larry Klayman. Larry, welcome back to the show. And by the way, hey, Larry, I don't know if you heard, but Mitt Romney, who I think is the biggest traitor in the history of the Republican Party, and I can't stand him, and he's a snake, and I call him a scumbag, but Mitt Romney even says that this trial's a sham and it's politically motivated. Can you imagine how bad these charges must be?
That's a very good point, Wayne. And getting to your point about how we affect an arrest is that once we get a conviction, once we get a sentence, we will then ask the police and the military to carry it out, despite the fact that in 48 states we have a right of citizen's arrest. Even in California, if you know of someone who's committing a felony, you can arrest them and turn them over to law enforcement. They'll have legal process to do that from the people. Now, if they don't do it, then we'll face a quandary, like you said. Do we enforce it ourselves? And we don't intend to use violence or anything like that. And you're probably right. They probably would mow us down at that point. And at that point, when the people see that, of course, I don't, you know, necessarily want to die sooner rather than later. At that point, I mean, the American people will know that they have to rise up in mass themselves, which we should know already at this point.
Well, I just guarantee you that knowing the way the system works, if you get an indictment by a court that is not a government court, it's your own private court, they will laugh it off and they'll call it a kangaroo court and they'll say you have no standing and you cannot do anything about it. And then if you try and arrest a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton, her Secret Service or her private security or whatever it is that guards all of these people who are armed will shoot you dead. They wouldn't let you get near them to handcuff them, you know?
But here's the thing. I believe the police, Wayne, and the military have had it. Okay, if you give them a valid cause. Look, our founding fathers, they created their own courts. It was not sanctioned under the law of the king. And the Declaration of Independence says, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, that you have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people. So we have these God-given rights, and those rights are much stronger than a bunch of clowns in Washington, D.C. enacted or in state capitals. So the American people have a choice to make. Do they want to live in a world that is almost totally destroyed here in this country and elsewhere? Do they want their kids, as our founding fathers had to think about, to live under tyranny? The people that are running this country today, both Democrats and Republicans, particularly the Democrats, who are pure evil, socialists, communists, you name it, are far worse than King George III. King George III was a Christian. King George III, he wasn't a transsexual, okay? He wasn't some pervert that's out there running this country, okay? I mean, this guy was great. Bring him back. I'll take him any time compared to what we've got running.
Well, not only that, remember, Larry, we fought an entire revolution / war. The American Revolutionary War was fought over a tiny, like, 2% tea tax. Today we have taxes that blow that away. The average American's paid 50, 60% of what they make to the government willingly, yet in 1776 we're willing to fight a war against the most mighty army in the world, and all of us are willing to hang or get shot dead in battle to fight a 2% tea tax. Boy, have things changed.
They have changed, and people need to, you know, get cojones, as we say. If you care about your kids, grandkids, and future generations, you can't sit there watching Sean Hannity on Fox News being entertained. That's not enough. Or Mark Levin. Great. Mark's a great articulator of what's wrong with this country, but he has no solutions. We have to do it ourselves. We have to rise up ourselves to save this country before it's too late. And it's nearly too late right now. And I view what happened to Trump in this indictment as similar to what the first shots that were fired at Lexington and Concord.
I get it. It's also similar. I wrote the column today, Larry. It's got parallels to the persecution of Jesus Christ. And it is Holy Week. It is Easter. It is Good Friday coming up. This is reminiscent of what they did to Jesus. I don't think Trump is Jesus, but I think Democrats treat him like Jesus and persecute him like Jesus because they're scared of his threat to their power of the deep state, just like the Romans and the Jews in those days were very scared of the threat to their power by Jesus Christ. We got to run, Larry. Show is over for the night on Lindell. We're back on USA in a moment. Larry Klayman, attorney, founder, chairman of Judicial Watch, now chairman of Freedom Watch, and his new book is called It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Thank you, Larry. God bless.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.